بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروني ولا تكفرون صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters at home, Hazrat Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala, very great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mentions a lengthy hadith which is reported by Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullahi alayhi, in which he says, once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivered a khutbah, a lecture after Asr Salah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood on the minbar and he gave us a lecture. He says, حَفِذَهُ مَنْ حَفِذَهُ وَنَسِيَهُ مَنْ نَسِيَهُ. Amongst us, there were those who remembered whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, those who paid particular attention, who memorized whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then they were able to remember it. And there were those who forgot what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned on that particular day, in which, as Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu says, he mentioned all those things that would take place till Qiyamah. In other words, the major and important things that Rasulullah needed to address the Sahaba and inform them with regard to events that will come and the Ummah will face. So in general, Rasulullah mentioned those aspects to the Sahaba. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also in this sermon of his mentioned a variety of things. He had mentioned, أَلَا إِنَّ الدُّنْيَا حُلْوَةٌ خَضِرَةٌ. This dunya that we are living in, it is حُلْوَة. حُلْوَة means very delicious, tasty, لَذِيذ. It is sweet. And it is خَضِرَة. It is green, it is lush. In other words, it is very attractive. Dunya is very juicy. It entices a person. It attracts the person towards it. The person begins to enjoy the embellishments of this world. He becomes entangled with the glitter and the glamour of this world. He becomes so consumed with activities of this world. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ مُسْتَخْرِفُكُمْ فِيهَا. Allah has made you His vicegerents in this world. Allah has made us His Khalifa. His khulafa, a person who is in charge, he's an authority, and he has to go somewhere, then he leaves somebody in his place, that is his deputy. So the deputy has his task with fulfilling the injunctions and the commands of the person who is his senior. Like that, Allah has made us in charge of fulfilling all his commands. Whatever Allah has commanded us to do, we have to carry it out in this world. Whatever Allah has prohibited us from, we have to abstain from those things in this world. So the dunya is green, it is lush, it is attractive, it is very tasty, very delicious. Allah has placed us into this world as His vicegerents. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ نَاظِرٌ. And Allah is watching us. كَيْفَ تَعْلَمُ كَيْفَ تَعْمَلُونَ. Exactly how you are going to perform. فَاتَّقُوا الدُّنْيَا وَاتَّقُوا النِّسَاءَ. Rasul said, then beware of this world and the woman. In other words, do not become embroiled in all the wrong activities, the futile activities of this world, and do not get, talking about those people, of course, who fall for the beauty of a woman and then fall into an illicit relationship. Instead of making a halal nikah and getting married and living a life of purity and chastity, the person just begins to live a life of zina. So Rasulullah mentioned this about the dunya. Then he mentioned about a traitor. People who are traitors, who are treacherous. And he said that on the day of Qiyamah, according to your treachery, your disloyalty, according to the level of your disloyalty, a flag would be hoisted on your back. And the more treacherous a person was, the more disloyal he was in this world. And the more he did people down and he lied, deceived and he cheated them. And he broke all the agreements and the promises. Then that flag would be hoisted higher and higher and higher. And everybody will see that this man was a traitor in the world. May Allah save us. He even mentioned in the hadith, in that riwayat, in that sermon, that it should not be the awe of people that will stop you from making amar bil ma'roof and nahi anil munkar. When it comes to sharia and a person has to command good and forbid evil, then he must not be reluctant and refrain because of the haybat of the nas. Then Rasulullah mentioned that in general the people are of few categories. He says one is a person, he is born as a believer and he lives his entire life as a believer and he dies as a believer. Allah give us maut and iman. And he says another person is a kafir, a disbeliever. He lives his life as a disbeliever and he dies as a disbeliever. May Allah protect us from that. And he sees a third person who is born as a believer, lives as a believer, but dies as a disbeliever. May Allah save us. And the fourth person, the person is born as a disbeliever, lives his life as a disbeliever, but he then dies as a believer. Allah gives him hidayat, he becomes a believer, and then he passes away in that condition. So he is a lucky person also. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned about anger and the different categories of people when it comes to becoming angry and also then to forgive the person. So some people, they become angry, it takes them very long to become angry. Bati'ul ghadab. It takes them very long to become angry, but at the same time, they take very long to forgive also. And some people, they become angry very quickly, and they take very long also to forgive. Rasul said, that is shirarukum, the worst of you. He gets angry very quickly, and you ask him for forgiveness, he's not prepared to forgive you. It takes him years to forgive. Then there is that person who takes very long to become angry, and he forgives very quickly. That's the best of people. The person needles him, but he is so tolerant, he overlooks. He doesn't get angry in a hurry. It takes him very long to become angry, and that too, he forgives very quickly, as though nothing happened. And then there is a person who gets angry very quickly, and he forgives also very quickly. Then Rasulullah ﷺ mentioned about, when it comes to deaths, paying of debts and demanding your debts. So in there, Rasulullah mentioned the various categories that a person takes, when it comes to payment of debts, he takes very long to pay. And when he has to demand his debts back from his debtors, then he is very, very harsh and cruel. أَفْحَشَ فِي الطَّلَبِ. Some said he's the worst of people. The best of that of people when it comes to debts is that person who pays very, very nicely. أَجْمَلَ فِي الْقَضَى. When the person asks, comes for payment of the loan that he had given. So the creditor comes, and this person, in a very nice way, he fulfills the debt. He does not make the person wait for repayment of the loan, or whatever it is, the payment for the goods that he has purchased from him. And when he has to demand from others, then, so, أَحْسَنَ أَجْمَلَ فِي الْقَضَى وَأَجْمَلَ فِي الْأَحْسَنَ فِي الْقَضَى وَأَجْمَلَ فِي الطَّلَبِ. And when he has to ask, then he asks very nicely, soft. He's not harsh. He gives the person time to pay also. So praise such a person. The evil person is that person who, when it's his time to pay, he delays, he procrastinates. But when he has to ask his debtors, then he's very, very cruel and very harsh. So in general, these were few of the aspects that Rasulullah had mentioned, which Abu Sa'id al-Khudri mentioned specifically. And then he says, we could see the sun setting, and we could see the rays of the sun just coming over the branches of the khajur trees, and also just over the wall. In other words, now it was hardly any more time left for the day to come to an end. Like how we see now it is sunset, and within a few minutes it is Maghrib. Rasulullah says, in the same way, he says, that amount of time which has passed the entire day, that amount of time that is now left, like that is the dunya remaining for us now. From the time the dunya was created, like the day that began, and the entire day was then spent, and the last few moments now is, it is almost Maghrib time. Remember, he started his bayan after Asr, and he mentioned so many things. And the Sahaba said, we could see the rays of the sun, ala ru'usin nakhli. Just over the branches now, it's almost setting, the day is coming to end. Rasulullah said, this much of life is left in this world. Can we imagine, respected brothers and elders, then what time we have with us? Then from the time that the world was created, and now the world will come to an end. The few minutes that are left. Therefore, Rasulullah said, اِخْتَلِمْ خَمْسًا قَبْلَ خَمْسٍ. Appreciate five things before five things. And which we have mentioned previously. And one of those things is your youth before your old age. A youngster should not feel that I would live for a long life. I'll have many years. I can do many things in life. And I have high aspirations. I will study, I will qualify, I will get married, I will have children, and then I will do this, and I'll open that, and that business. Yes, of course. Allah Ta'ala makes it possible. However, the aspirations that a person has should not be too high, because the person does not know how long he's going to live in this world. Dunya, the life in this world, as I mentioned, it is qasir. The life, the hayat in this life is qasira, it is very, very short. No youngster has guaranteed how long he's going to live. And in that hadith, Allah said, appreciate your life before death. Because the moment maut comes, everything is over. You have zero chance then to do any amal, to do any action. So appreciate your youth before your old age. Appreciate your good health before you get sick. You're overcome by sickness. You are unable then to perform those good deeds. Appreciate your free time before becoming preoccupied. I have plenty of time. I could have made tilawat of the Quran. I could have made dhikrullah. I could have done so many good works of deen, but I wasted time, and now I'm so preoccupied, I don't have any time, ma'adallah, to take the name of my Allah. Appreciate your wealth. Allah has given you wealth. Appreciate it before you become poor. Before that wealth decreases and it becomes exhausted and finished. So respected brothers and elders, mothers and sisters at home, Allah Ta'ala has given us a life. And this life is very, very valuable. The time in this life is valuable. Every moment is precious. We should not delay. As I said, the time span of this world, especially where we are. We are the last ummah now, last ummah. And before we know, the world comes to an end. Before we know, maut is going to strike. Before we know, it is qiyamah. Then it is too late to cry tears of blood. It is too late. Allah has given us a chance now. Allah has given us the strength. A lot of His kindness has brought us to His house. A lot of His kindness is allowing us to take His beautiful Mubarak name. A lot of His kindness, His father gave us the tawfiq of reciting or listening to the salawat upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us try and engage in zikrullah, in remembering Allah. You see, a believer, when he becomes a zakir, and I mentioned previously, when he moves away from ghaflat, then you see every moment of his life is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will find many an elderly person especially, because they are accustomed to taking Allah's name all the time. So the moment they get a pain in the body, it's Ya Allah. And how many of us who don't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what do we say? Ow! we shriek out, we let out a sound, complaining of some pain. But that is different from a person who takes the name Allah. When some good thing happens, they say, Subhanallah, MashaAllah. We say, wow, shock. Look at that. What's the difference? That person who takes Allah's name, he's going to get sawab. One Subhanallah you say will fill your scale on the day of Qiyamah. Tamla'ul mizan. The one Subhanallah is so valuable, so valuable, it fills in reward the distance between the earth and the sky. Now you said wow, and you shriek some, or you said some pain, some sound you made. There's zero sawab for that. And here, even you felt some pain, but you take the name of Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman. A believer, whilst he is on a journey also. Ya Halim, Ya Kareem, Ya Wasi al-Maghfirah. He's engaged in dua, in zikrullah. Yes, he will meet his family members. He will talk, he'll be cheerful, he'll meet his friends. But he will not become ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us check our lives, the entire day. How much of Allah we said, how much we remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how much of other things we have spoken, which is not going to bring any benefit to us. In fact, just brings darkness to our heart. So may Allah subhanahu give us tawfiq and hidayat to appreciate the life that Allah has given us, the time that Allah has given us, the youth that Allah has given us. Even if we have become old, it is still some time that we have still to engage in zikrullah. Now at old age, now we should not aspire to become young and enjoy life, thinking that now if I was a young person, then I could have gone here and there and would have had that excitement in my life and that pleasure and that happiness. No. The grey hair, the white hair on your beard and your head is a nadir, it is a warner. Bhai, kabar ki tayari kar lo. Qabar ki tayyari kar lo. So may Allah Ta'ala protect me, protect all of us, the entire ummah. May Allah give us tawfiq of preparing for that akhirat, preparing for that qabar. May Allah make every moment of our life so precious, so that on the day of Qiyamah, we will see so much of reward all accrue to us. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. يسعد روح الشريف اللهم صل على سيدنا لا اله الا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا اله الا الله 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 لا اله إلا الله لا إله 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 إلا الله La ilaha illallah. 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد المبارك وسلم ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك لا إله
إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين أسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا رب العالمين اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين واجعلنا من المهديين اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان Allah hamari gunaah ko maaf farma hamari khataon ko maaf farma Allah forgive us for every single sin that we have committed my Allah knowingly unknowingly ya Allah deliberately my Allah oh we forgot my Allah in the darkness of the night or in broad daylight in public or privacy my Allah Malik kareeb you are watching us all the time my Allah ya Allah you are ghaffar adh-dhunub sattar al-uyub my Allah you concealed the sins from the people my Allah Ya Allah, do not reveal it to them now, by Allah. Don't make us dhaleel. Forgive us completely. Wa'fu anna waghfir lana warhamna. Ya Allah, completely obliterate that sin, by Allah. Let there remain no traces of this gunas again, by Allah. Ya Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Ya Allah, we know we have made so many promises, by Allah. Ya Allah, because of our weaknesses, we broke those promises, by Allah. Ya Allah, we regret, by Allah. We are showing you remorse, by Allah. Give us that himmat and the courage, my Allah, after making toba, never to go back to those sins again, my Allah. Protect us from even new sins, my Allah. Don't make us live a life of filth and evil, my Allah. Give us a pure life, a clean life. Ya Allah, a life that is full of your muhabbat, your ishq and muhabbat, the ishq and muhabbat of Rasul-e-Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, grant us hayatan tayyiba, my Allah. Give us a ba-lutf zindagi, a life full of happiness, my Allah. A comfortable life, ya Allah. A life filled with ni'mat, ya Allah. And your pleasure, my Allah. You must become pleased with us, my Allah. You must become pleased with us, my Allah. Grant us success in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirat, my Allah. Don't make us become ghafileen, make us zakireen, shakireen. Give us qanaat, ya Allah. Give us contentment, ya Allah. Allah grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Yaqeen, your dhaan, give us a sweetness of iman. Allah, give us a sweetness of taking your blessed name, your mubarak name, my Allah. Make us feel the tranquility in our hearts, my Allah. Make us feel that itminan in our hearts, my Allah. Give us tawfiq of making amal in the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help us to hold on to the Quran and Sunnah of the Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us follow the footsteps of Shaitan, my Allah. Protect all of us from the shadr of the shadir, fitna of the fitin, hasr of the hasirin, zulam of the zalimin. Ya Allah, protect us from all type of evil, my Allah. Protect us from becoming, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, living a life, Ya Allah, that is moving away from your deen, my Allah. Allah, bring us closer and closer to your deen. Strengthen our iman. Make us live with iman. Make us die with iman. Raise us in the day of qiyamah with iman. Ya Allah, give us maut in iman. Maut in Madina Sharif. Grant us buried in Jannatul Baqi. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The holy kuthur water from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitna of Dajjal, my Allah. Protect us. Our family members, our children, our grandchildren, our progeny, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us get caught, Ya Allah, in the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Protect us from now till the day of Qiyamah. Oh, Ya Allah, from now till maut come to us, Ya Allah. From all types of fitna that will come, that will emerge, my Allah. Protect us completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, our brothers and sisters, whatever hajat they have, Ya Allah, whatever duas they have, accept all the jais murads, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Our problems, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us, Ya Allah. Accept our duas, my Allah. Fulfill all our hajat and needs. Ya qadhi al-hajat, ya dafi' al-baliyat, ya hal al-mushkilat. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, my Allah. Give them afiyat in their bodies, my Allah.
Ya Allah, give us afiyat in our bodies, my Allah. Give us good health, Ya Allah. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. Ya Allah, all those who requested du'as, answer also their du'as, my Allah. Forgive the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially, my Allah. Ya Allah, O marhumin, O beloved parents, Ya Allah, if any person's parents have passed on, my Allah, or any one of their parents, my Allah, Ya Allah, O their family members, Ya Allah, some have lost their children, my Allah, some have lost their wives or husbands, my Allah, grant all of them, Ya Allah, the highest of stages in the akhirah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين